This is Channel 2.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Show with me, Paul Andrews, while the lovely Amanda is locked down homeschooling. You're listening to the Business Bunker Extra Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk and Sounder Spitfire Radio. Thank you for joining us on this Friday, the 3rd of April. What are we, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? I've lost count. How far into lockdown are we? In fact, I'm surprised I even remember it's a Friday. If it wasn't for my silly aphorisms every day and, alliterations, I wouldn't know what day of the week it is. I want to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsors. These folks, Fit for Trade, offer flexible training solutions for the glass glazing and wider construction industries. www.fitfortrade.co.uk for all your training, qualifications, occupational compliance and peace of mind. They provide a full range of training in the fenestration and the wider construction industry. A lot of their training is available online, so you can be brushing up on your skills while you're currently working from home. So do check them out, fitfortrade.co.uk. Thanks for joining me. It's just me in my little home studio again. I have got a guest joining me later on in the show. At about 20 past 11, we'll be joined by Mark Telford from Telford's Accountants. And we're going to be going over all the things that have been announced so far in terms of helping self-employed people and small business people and smaller companies. I happen to know that the government have made some announcements for larger companies today as well. But we're going to focus on our base of people that normally listen to the show, who all you self-employed and small business owners. So we'll be joined by Mark about 20 past 11. Where we're going to be talking about all the things that are available and some of the things that have happened. I would love to hear from you out there, though, because it's quite lonely here in the studio all on my own with no one to talk to. So please do tweet me at VanillaWeb. And if you would, use the hashtag BBunker, hashtag BBunker, and tweet me at VanillaWeb. I've got some stuff to tell you about. The lovely Tracy Ann Barker, known as Tabbert Official on the Twitter, has sent me a note. And she says, in light of all the remote working happening at the moment, we're going to be sharing hints and tips again. We're running regular support sessions, and the next free session, that's free session, is on the 9th of April at 9:30 a.m. And you can register now by going to eventbrite.co.uk/free Zoom session. Managing remote teams. So that's eventbrite.co.uk/free Zoom session managing remote teams. Do check that out. That free session is happening on the 9th of April at 9:30. So do have a look at that. I've had a tweet. I tweeted earlier asking people what they were doing, how they were feeling, what they were doing differently now that they're working from home. And what kind of biscuits they like, because I'm hearing that most people are kind of eating biscuits like they're going out of fashion. I have had a tweet from the lovely Tabitha Beasley, the marketing assistant, and she says, do you know what, I put on makeup for my client Zoom meetings. It makes me feel so much better and normal. Well, do you know what, Tabitha, so do I. Bit of lippy and you're made, aren't you, on those Zoom things. I did notice that there's been quite a few memes flying around social media of various things that have happened to people while they're video calling their bosses and their work colleagues and their clients, and some of them are quite hilarious. But I also, on a serious note, I also saw some people offering professional backgrounds for Zoom. I tell you what, though, one of the things that struck me, having been someone that's worked with my Jobs in Kent hat on in the recruitment industry, for about 25 years now, people have been trying to push video interviewing, and it's never really taken off. You know, some people have done it. It's done a little bit of it. Now and again, there's a bit, but it's never really taken off. One of the things that I think will happen as an outcome of all being locked at home and trying to work, is that I think video interviewing will become the thing in the future, because we've now got used to it. It's now become a cultural thing. We now talk to people on Zoom on Skype or BlueJeans or whatever we're using to communicate, and we're now used to seeing full video. It's quite interesting, actually. Since we've been doing that, even standard phone calls now, I'm getting more and more WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger and iMessage phone calls that are video calls. It seems to be something that's suddenly taken off and happened. So I fully expect when we're all kind of back together and functioning again, that video interviewing will become a thing at long last, after many years of playing around with it. I had a tweet that just says, Happy Friday, from the lovely folks at Bell's Accounting. So thank you very much for that, and happy Friday to you too. I hope you're looking forward to the weekend. You doing anything special? Going anywhere? Oh, no. I might go to the kitchen. Right, what else have we got? What I've done here is I've got two or three councils that have published resources where you can go and look at what's going on there. But I could only find three or four councils. I've got one from Maidstone, which is slightly different, which I'm going to read in a minute. But Ashford, if you have any queries regarding the impact of COVID-19 on your business, please visit the dedicated page, ashford.gov.uk/yourcommunityemergencyplanning. So that's ashford.gov.uk/yourcommunityemergencyplanning. If you're in Canterbury, what they've said is, we're pleased to be able to provide more information this morning about how the process of giving out grants to businesses will work. The key point is there's no application process to get one of these grants. And you can find out what they're doing by going to canterbury.gov.uk/info2004 business and investment. Let me give you that again. canterbury.gov.uk/info2004/business and investment. So see if you can find out what they're up to. If you do find out, please let me know, because I'd like to know. In Medway, we're working hard to keep you safe during the outbreak of COVID-19. Please use the following link for your key sources of info. And this is Medway Council, and theirs is a much easier link to deal with. It's medway.gov.uk/coronavirus. That's medway.gov.uk/coronavirus. Let me see if I can find the Maidstone one as well, because Maidstone did have a particular... here we are. Maidstone Borough Council is creating a directory of businesses offering home deliveries or takeaway service for food or essential items in the Maidstone district. Please register now if you want to be added to the list. And you go to news.maidstone.gov.uk/homenews2020. Let me give you that website again, because it's slightly different. It's news.maidstone.gov.uk/homenews. And there, if you're supplying home deliveries of food or essentials, you can, in the Maidstone Borough area, you can register there. Maidstone Council are also saying, if you're a business that should receive business rates relief or a business grant, you don't need to do anything. Maidstone Council will do it for you. They will sort it all out, and they will contact you and let you know that you will be getting your grant or your business rate relief or whatever it is that they've ascertained that you should get. So Maidstone Council are doing that automatically. But if you're a deliverer of food or essentials in the area, you can register onto their website so that they know. It also will, I guess, by registering there, it'll also help you move around the borough a bit easier, so that you kind of don't get stopped and asked what you're doing all the time. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Athelbury, and they say, Hi Vanilla Web, our favourite biscuit has to be a Bourbon. Yep, I like a Bourbon. They said, we're also off to the theatre this afternoon. Really? Yeah, virtually, of course, using NT Live to watch One Man, Two Governors with James Corden. There might be popcorn on the sofa. Trying for a bit of normality and an early finish, as it's Fry, stay safe. Oh, I see what you did there. For those that don't know, the National Theatre are streaming plays live, free to watch, on their website. If you go to their Twitter handle, at NT Live, you can find out all about it. So, it seems like the Athelbury folks are going to be watching that while scoffing popcorn and Bourbon biscuits. There was a debate last night on Twitter about your favourite biscuit, and I think Jammy Dodgers and Custard Creams are up there. And then someone, and I think it may have been Lisa Settle, mentioned Lemon Puffs. And I think I was the only one, apart from Lisa, obviously, that had ever even heard of Lemon Puffs. So if you know a Lemon Puff, maybe a GIF wouldn't go amiss. We haven't had a GIF for a little while. So anyway, send us a picture of your favourite biscuit or snack. But I think this is one of the big issues that we're going to face from this lockdown is I think a lot of us are just eating too much. My diet's gone to pot, I can tell you that. Okay. Where are we? Let's have a look at what we've got here. I'm going to read one more piece of information to you, and then I think we'll play some music and we'll get our guest on the phone. Does that sound like a plan? Cool. The COVID-19 Business Support Hotline. This is a hotline provided by Kent and Medway Growth Hub, and it's open, and it's open every day, Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 6:30. And if you've got any question about you and your business and how it's being affected by the pandemic, then you can call them. And the number to call is 03333 602 300. Let me tell you that again. It's 03333 602 300, or you can email them business@kentandmedwaygrowthhub.org.uk, or you can go to their website, which is kentandmedwaygrowthhub.org.uk. Do check that out if you want any help or any advice at all. Let's have a bit of cheesy tunage, and then when we come back, we'll talk to our next guest.
Saying in her sleep, oh, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. In lots of ways.
Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show, or Business Bunker Extra Show, here on Channel Radio, Biz Radio, and Sound of Spitfire. Hopefully on the line now, I've got Mark Telford. Mark, good morning.
Hi, Paul.
How are you, my friend?
Very good, thank you. Very busy.
I'm sure.
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Mark Telford of Telford's Accountants here. As he says, he has been very busy. He's been absolutely fabulous, if I may say so. He's formed a WhatsApp group of his clients. He's been working at least 18 hours a day, by the looks of it, pumping out information and answering questions and checking stuff. So, Mark, tell us a little bit about you and your business first.
Yeah, okay. So my business is a firm of accountants called Telford Accountants. We're based in Sellinge, which is sort of halfway between Ashford and Folkestone. We've been going now for just over 8 years, and we really support owner-managed businesses throughout Kent and further afield, generally in the southeast. No aspirations to go big. We're a team of five. We all work remotely, and the onus is very much on becoming part of the business owner's team.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that I really appreciate you, of the many things that I appreciate you, you're a very forward-looking firm, and you've been very early adopters in technology and ways of doing things and automating the whole accounting and bookkeeping function.
Yeah, very much. I think very much from the start, we've tried to work remotely, and now our team of five are as far afield as Scotland, and tech is an integral part of what we do. Key to how we work and how, especially now, we're being able to keep in contact with clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Funnily enough, I'm good friends with a chap called Jonathan that runs a local law firm, and he's got a legal partner, a lawyer, who's worked for him for 4 years. They've never actually physically met, and she actually lives in the north of Norway, in the middle of nowhere, and works remotely, and they've never actually met in the 4 years that she's worked for him, other than via video link or whatever. Interesting days. So let's start to look at what's actually going on at the moment. We've had loads of government announcements in terms of splashing the cash to try and stop a meltdown of business. And there's been lots of different announcements and different things coming out. And, of course, as each announcement comes out, hundreds, if not thousands, of people go, oh, it doesn't suit me and it doesn't fit me and all of the rest of it. I just want to make one comment, and you can comment on this if you like or not, as the case may be. One of the things that's astounded me reading WhatsApp groups and Facebook groups and LinkedIn groups and just generally on social media and people ringing me and asking me is how few people seem to understand the basis of how their business is constructed. And what I mean by that is, in the early days, we've got loads of people saying, oh, well, I've got a limited company and I don't get covered by self-employment. Well, that's because you're not self-employed. Well, they don't seem to understand how they've set up their own company. And, you know, and so many people as well saying, oh, well, I'm self-employed, but I've never made a profit. And they don't seem to understand how their profits are put together. I don't know if you've got any comment on that or whether you just want to ignore me.
No, it's very valid, and I think particularly when there was the announcement about the job retention scheme and support for the self-employed. And I think quite often individuals who may well start off as trading as a self-employed individual, they then might be advised to convert to a limited company.
Yeah.
But they aren't fully aware of all the implications of that, and they don't really understand it, other than perhaps being told it's more tax efficient. But obviously it's very relevant now, because I think, in particular, directors of small owner-managed businesses, they are potentially going to get no support at all from the government.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even if they could furlough themselves, because so many of them get paid via dividends rather than PAYE, they're going to get virtually nothing.
Yes, I mean, that's very true. I mean, it's always been the most tax-efficient way for those people to be paid, but now, you know, it's sort of biting them in the backside.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not benefiting them.
Absolutely. I mean, for me, one of the outcomes, another one of the outcomes of this is if you work in the insurance business, I think you're going to be very busy for the next year or so, going to see people and talking about income protection plans.
Yes, and I think one good thing about this process is, which you touched on earlier, it's going to make people look more into their business setup and. Mm. And it's what I like to call business resilience. They need to build more of it into their business.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're now in a position where we've got over the initial shock of COVID-19 and the lockdown. And it's now a case of, and it's particularly what we're trying to do with clients now, is we're trying to get them to put action plans in place and continuity plans so that they can start to say, look at the position and think, well, okay, this is where we are now. I now need to do something to improve my situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I think anything like this will throw up opportunities going forward. It will throw up glaring holes, as we've kind of been discussing, in how we've been operating prior to this. And, you know, we're kind of a little bit shutting, you know, bolting the door after the horse has left kind of thing. But I think there'll be a lot of people looking at this longer term, quite rightly, because they need to. But there will also be opportunities, and there'll be a radical change. I was just saying before I got you on the phone, Mark, in the recruitment industry, for years they've tried to introduce video interviewing, and it's never really taken off. And then all of a sudden, in the last 3 weeks, everything's done by Zoom and Skype and BlueJeans and all the video links. So I think it's going to become a cultural thing, you know, from now on in, that we do a lot more video meetings and video interviews and stuff like that. But one of the other things, looking and just hearing some of the heart-rending stories from your WhatsApp group of your client base, outside of wages, the second biggest overhead for most small businesses is their premises cost.
Absolutely right. Rent and rates is a huge cost. It's a fixed cost.
Yeah.
It's nothing they can do about. And unfortunately, there are some businesses that aren't getting any support.
Absolutely. I could tell you some stories from my. I've got three offices in three different council locations, and I can tell you different stories from each of them, and different reactions from landlords. You know, some landlords have been very supportive and have offered us a rent holiday. Some have absolutely refused point blank, and one just sold the building that we were in. So, you know, there's all kinds of things going on. But again, I think. From my point of view as the owner of Fruitworks, which is not doing too well at the moment, obviously, because of lockdown, but I think in the future places like community workspaces will take off even more than they were before because of the easy terms, you know, and the lack of commitment that's needed to go forward, so you're not going to be locked into a long lease. But so, Mark, do you want to just run over with us what the government offerings are and what the various criteria is, as you understand it?
Yeah, of course. So what I'll do with is I'll start off with the ones that really affect individuals directly the most, and that's in terms of how their pay or their income, how they're going to be supported in that respect. So the situation we have, if we start with the self-employed people, because that's probably the easiest one to start with, they are going to receive a grant which is equivalent to 80% of their average monthly earnings, or £2,500, whichever is the lowest, provided they've had a trading profit of less than £50,000 in the tax year that ended in April 2019, or the average of the three years from 2017 through to 2019. So that's for self-employed people who work on their own. They could also be a partner in a partnership, but critically, they're not a director of a limited company.
Okay. Can we just clear something up? Because I saw lots of self-employed people getting very confused over this term, and it's a term that's bandied around by lots of people for lots of political reasons as well, and that's made a profit of 50,000 or less.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say, oh, don't make a profit. But I think that's because they don't understand what's classified as a profit as far as a self-employed sole trader is concerned.
Yeah, so in very simple terms, that's your income or your sales less all of your expenses.
Absolutely.
And it's the net figure, which is your profit.
So it's what you put on your self-return and are paying your income tax against as your earnings for the year.
It is absolutely that, and that's how the revenue will be working out who's entitled to what. They will be basing it on the information that they already hold. Now, those first payments aren't due to come out until June, and at the moment it's going to run for 3 months. Well, but what's also important there is that if those self-employed people are still able to work, they can still work.
So there's no restrictions on them doing what they can?
No, that's true. And that's quite different to the position with limited companies where people may have heard this term furloughed mentioned, which was a new term to me before I heard it announced by the Chancellor.
Yeah.
Now, this is really to be used as the alternative for business owners where their only other option would have been to have made people redundant.
Yep.
So rather than make that person redundant, they are able to claim back 80% of that individual's wages, subject to a cap again of £2,500.
Right.
Now, and again, there's more confusion about this, of how it works. I've had business owners say to me, well, do I still need to pay my staff? How do I get the money back from the government? And in very simple terms, yes, you need to pay your staff. You will claim the money back from the government. The HMRC are busy working on a new portal for claims to be submitted from which the payments will be generated. That's not live at the moment. And this is important because it's really going to affect small businesses' cash flow. It's unlikely that you'll get any money back from the government until the end of April at the very earliest.
Yep.
So at that point, you will have probably perhaps paid out your March wages for your team and also April, and it's only at that point you'll be getting the money. So one thing I'd say to business owners, it's really critical that they do a very short-term cash flow forecast. It doesn't have to be complicated. It could be on a spreadsheet. It could be on a notepad. It's whatever makes sense to them.
Yeah. And just one point there, because some people have asked me this as well. The government are paying 80% up to a limit. Was it £2,500 a month?
That's right, yeah.
If you've got employees that earn more than that, you can pay them the difference if you so choose.
Yeah, absolutely, you can. It's just the government support is capped.
Yeah, so you could run your normal payroll and pay your staff normally as you do, and then in a month, 2 months or 3 months, however long it takes, get 80% of it back. That's basically the way to look at it, I guess.
Yeah, that's it, subject to that cap of £2,500.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and the difference between that and the self-employed one is that they can't work whilst it's being claimed.
That's right, furloughed workers have to be doing no work. They can undertake training,
right?
So that could be relevant. You know, if you've got individuals who perhaps, you know, they want to look at picking up new skills, they can undertake that, but they can't actually do any work which would be deemed contributing to that business's core activity.
Yep.
So whether that's sales, marketing, production, and any of those aspects which they would ordinarily do, they can't be seen to be doing that to qualify for the furlough scheme.
Absolutely. As a director of a limited company, if you're on PAYE, you can furlough yourself, I understand, and you are allowed to do the statutory work, but no business work. Is that correct?
That's right. So there was an awful lot of confusion about this until there was a webinar by the CBI last Friday where they covered this particular point. Mm. So this is very relevant for those small limited companies where the director is the only person, let's call it employed by the business, only person on the payroll. So they can furlough themselves and only undertake what's called statutory duties, which would be things such as paying the bills, doing the bookkeeping, submitting the VAT return. those will be statutory duties. They are not part of that company's core business.
Right. Okay. As you said, though, Mark, quite rightly, there's going to be a time lag between paying out your running costs of a business, whether you're self-employed or a limited company, and claiming things back from the government's, you know, various schemes. And that's understandable, isn't it? This is all, you know, been rushed into place, and some of us are starting to feel sorry for No, we're not. Not really. HMRC are trying to react to this quickly. There are a couple of other things that I think we ought to touch on that could potentially help people a little bit in the interim with their cash flow. But again, you've got to be careful. And that's the fact that they've said we can suspend VAT payments. And I think I'm right here, and I'm going to ask you after I've said it to put me right. And I also believe that if you were due to pay income tax as a self-employed person, that's also been furloughed, to use the idiom of the day. That's also been put back. Is that correct?
Yes, there's been support in both of those areas. So if we look at VAT first, it's if a business, a VAT-registered business, if their next VAT payment was due between the 20th of March and the 30th of June, that is deferred or postponed until April 2021.
Right.
Now the current thinking is that will be the only VAT payment that gets deferred.
Right.
Once we're after that period, things will then go back to normal. So
right.
That VAT still needs to be paid.
Yep.
But it doesn't. Oh, and a very important point: you still need to submit your VAT return.
Oh, right, okay, that is important. So you have to put a VAT return in, but for this particular payment period, you can furlough it, for want of a better term.
Yeah, you just delay the payment. And really important, another point, if a business has a direct debit in place to pay their VAT, make sure they cancel it.
Yep.
Because there's no guarantee that the HMRC will not take the money.
Absolutely. And just on that, the point about raising that for companies that are VAT'd, of course, not having to make that payment will help in the short term with your cash flow a little bit, possibly.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a cost that people are probably looking at and thinking, oh, that needs to go out.
Yeah.
And I think what's particularly important and why it's relevant we talk about all of these points is because I'm always hearing, which is quite worrying, where business owners haven't had any contact from their accountant.
Well, yeah.
And you know, it's just the accountant relaying the information to the business owner to give them a degree of comfort and an element of peace of mind that they know what they're entitled to and they can see some benefit. And that's on the second point that you've mentioned there, Paul, about the self-assessment tax.
Mm.
So this is for any self-employed people or perhaps people who run their own businesses and receive some untaxed income. So we talk about dividends there.
Yep.
If they are making what's called payment on account, income tax payments, the next one was due for July of this year. That has been postponed until January 2021.
Right.
So again, there's a six-month benefit there, but it still needs to be paid.
Does that also count for PAYE directors that also often get charged on account in advance?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So there's that element too. So there are a few things that you can kind of hang on to your money a bit longer. But I would emphasise, and I'm sure you would too, Mark, this has got to be paid at some stage.
That's right. So the things that don't need to be paid back. So the support, which is essentially a grant, the furlough scheme money, which is reimbursed, that doesn't need to be repaid.
Yep.
The business rates grant fund, which is being made available, again, that doesn't need to be repaid. But wherever we're talking about postponing or deferring the payment of a tax, that does still need to be paid.
Yep. Absolutely. So let's just touch on those last two things as well, Mark, the grants and loans and types of things that are available. The government have said that certain industries in leisure retail can, up to a certain size, can claim a rebate or to be let off or deferred business rates?
Yes, yeah, so if you've got a business in the retail, hospitality or leisure sectors, if two levels. If you have a rateable value of the premises you occupy, which is less than £15,000, that's a rateable value, not the rates you pay, the value of the premises, you could get a grant of £10,000.
Right.
If the rateable value is between £15,000 and £51,000, you can get the grants of up to £25,000.
Right.
Now, if you operate a business which is benefits from the small business rates relief or the rural business rates relief, you could be entitled to a one-off grant of up to £10,000.
Right. Okay.
Added on to that, we've also got the situation where there is going to be a business rates holiday in the current year, so it's the year, the year that starts on Monday, the 6th of April.
Yep.
The business rates holiday there for the whole of that year for, again, the retail, hospitality and leisure businesses.
Okay. It's interesting. I mean, I understand why the government picked those industries, because they were the hardest hit up front. But, of course, the economy is an integrated economy, and the whole thing's gone down like a pack of dominoes. So, you know, those businesses going offline force other businesses going on. I'm just making a comment. I know that there's not much to be said. They've done what they've done, and that's where we are. The final point that I want to raise is the British Business Bank loans, and there's been some controversy over that in the initial offerings, and I believe the government have actually come out officially this morning and put a stop to it. And that was loans to business of up to £5 million and derived through the high street banks. And it turned out that some of the banks were demanding personal guarantees for the loans.
Yeah, personal guarantees, and then wanting to put a debenture on a business. A debenture, again, is another form of a guarantee. Yeah, and they've proven very difficult to come by. I communicate with hundreds of accountants through various groups around the country, and there's a very small minority who've actually successfully managed to get a loan for a client.
Yeah, yeah.
So my message there to small business owners is don't just rely on one of these coronavirus business interruption loans. Look at all the other options that you have for trying to get it. Some additional cash into your business.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you saw, Martin, the government actually came out this morning and said, no, we're not having this. Loans up to £250,000 are guaranteed by the government, and you must not give a personal guarantee or a debenture. Yeah. They are not normal loans. And they've made that quite clear. But as you say, actually getting the money out of a bank is not quite the same, is it?
No, it's not. And It's interesting now, because we're at that point where we now need to start doing things, and I think it's really important that the business owners, you know, firstly, they're provided with all the information that they have and a lot of the points we've just discussed here, but then they also need to look to plan not just how they get through this lockdown period, but how they can hit the ground running and that their business can get back up to speed as quickly as possible.
Sure.
When things do start to open up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, Mark, thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy day, and I know how busy and how hard you've worked on this, and I have to say we really do appreciate what you've done personally and coming on the show and giving us an overview of what's going on. Thank you so much for that.
Mark, yeah, thank you, Paul.
If people want to find out about Telford's Accounting, what's your website? Where do they find you?
Yeah, the website address is www.telfordsaccountants.com. If they want to email us directly, the email address is office@telfordsaccountants.com. We're also on social media. Facebook, we're very active on there. Just search for Telford's Accountants. Or you can contact me directly on LinkedIn and just search for Mark Telford.
Fantastic. Mark, thank you so much for that. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Going anywhere nice at the weekend?
I might get out in the garden.
Yeah, well, I might go to the kitchen. I haven't planned it yet. Mark, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to talk to you as always. Stay safe, my friend, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.
All right, then. Bye, then.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Right, welcome back. Thank you to Mark Telford at Telford's Accountants there for a very apposite and brilliantly put update on where we are with the various government schemes. Athelbrae have been on Twitter again and they said, ooh, we meant to say, could we have a happy fourth wedding anniversary shout out to son Adam and daughter-in-law Cindy? He's in HR for pharmaceuticals business and she's a primary teacher, so they're both busy looking after their people, both big and small, and they say thank you for that, yeah. By the way, this show will be repeated at 1 p.m. on Sound of Spitfire. And you can hear that by going to soundofspitfire.co.uk to listen in. What else have I got? I'm sure I saw something. Amanda tweeted about liking any kind of biscuit. We've had a few. Oh, Jules is talking about drinking. She's bypassed biscuits altogether and just gone straight for breakfast wine. Had a lovely tweet from Kim Stevens of Caring Kent, and she says, hello, Business Bunker. A shout out for my neighbour who is cutting his grass and the children I can hear squealing on their trampoline. It makes life seem so normal. Yeah, absolutely. We're starting to recognise some of the simple things of life that we're missing, aren't we? I did a webinar, a chat with the lovely folks at Dragon Co-working earlier in the week on Wednesday, where we were discussing the whole point about localism and community and the fact that we think that once we're through this, we will actually get a lot more activity that's directed more at localism and the community, and I hope we do. And just on that, The event I'm talking about was a Facebook business network set up by JK Online, Clockwork Moggy and Dragon Co-working, based in Medway, and they set up a thing called Together Self-Isolated Business Networking. It's on Facebook. They do webinars or get-togethers or meet-ups on Facebook, so do check that out. Ibiza Fitness Food, they've been feeding ambulance drivers last week, and today they've sent enough meals to Margate Hospital to feed a small army of nurses and doctors who are all working long hours. So big up to Ibiza Fitness Food for that. And then I came across this, the Cloth Workers Foundation. They're a charitable foundation and they've got a response to the pandemic for charities. They've launched new grants. They've got capital grants up to £5,000 for charities with beneficiaries based outside London and for non-profit companies with income up to £2 million. And they said it's a very quick turnaround on the grant. So if you want to apply for it, if you go to clothworkersfoundation.org.uk/clothworkers emergency capital program. Let me tell you that again. So if you're a charity or a not-for-profit and you're outside of London and you need an emergency grant, there's a quick turnaround from the clothworkersfoundation.org.uk/clothworkers emergency capital program. Just to let you know, the Federation of Small Business has a webinar taking place today at 2 p.m. and you can find it by going to events.streamgo.co.uk/how-to-access-support. That's events.streamgo.co.uk/how-to-access-support. That's an FSB webinar taking place at 2 p.m. today. I printed this off as well, because a lot of you are at home with young children and you're kind of saying, well, what do we do? How do we keep them engaged and all the rest of it? So I printed these things off. And it's parents encouraging creativity. And there's 7 points here.
And they say, you should ask questions. Creativity is all about questioning. How can I? Why should I? What would happen if? How can I make this or how can I change this? It's about making sure that children are always being asked questions and being made to think. The second thing is keeping everything. Don't chuck anything away. Keep a bag with all the egg boxes and toilet rolls in a corner, because that's going to be a mine of incredible craft making materials. Oh, I tell you what, the toilet rolls have been turned into Easter bunnies in our house on an epic proportion. We've got an entire construction line going. Setting challenges. What kind of musical instruments can you make today from what's in the bags that you've got around the house? But give them some time. The beauty is that parents are in control of the time for once. So you can give your child 2 hours to get on with a wonderful creative task that they wouldn't have had the time to do if they were in school. There's loads of online resources, things like Twinkle, BBC Bite Size, and all the kind of things that you can find online. Even Joe Wicks and his kids' exercise classes. Be creative with space. Think about the space in your house. What can you change? What room could be theirs? What area could you allocate them? What can you get rid of to make them a work area for their equipment? And then think outside the paint box. Creativity is not just about arts and crafts. It's also about the kitchen. What kind of lunch can you make, cooking, you know, recipes and everything. So just some ideas for you and your kids to keep you busy, keep you entertained and keep the creative juices flowing. I want to tell you about the Romney Marsh Community Support Hub. They've had hundreds of calls through the hub, lots of requests for community meals, home carer advice, lots of volunteer applications being processed, loads of people helped. If you need assistance, call them 01797 208 590. That's 01797 208 590. They're open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday and they're here to help. So if you live on the Marsh area, there's the Romney Marsh Community Support. The latest Biz Diaries podcast is out. If, like me, you're a great fan of the Business Diaries and you're missing your quarterly fix, you don't have to miss it anymore because it's available as a podcast. And the latest podcast is to enjoy the conversation of episode 4 with Joe Dodds. And you can find that and all the other podcasts that have been released so far at podbean.com/ Business Diaries. That's podbean.com/business diaries. Check it out. Have a listen to the Joe Dobbs interview. I recorded that and it's brilliant. I'll tell you, it's really well worth a listen. HMRC are providing free webinars to give information on support for businesses affected by COVID-19. You can register to be part of the live webinars, watch previously recorded webinars and ask questions in the on-screen text box. To find out all about it, if you go to gov.uk/guidance, help and support. I'm still getting tweets coming in now, which is lovely. Although we're almost at the end of the show. Lisa's still not happy that nobody else knows what a lemon puff biscuit is. I do. Chris Hyde of Chameleogenics has said, business bunker, totally in that bracket, director of a limited company. However, my eyes were wide open, have income protection for years, but doesn't cover this situation unless I actually become ill. Okay. So again, that's something worth looking at, isn't it? To make sure that even if you do think you've got protection, it actually does cover you for the things that you want covered. Telcare have been on. We've seen that many do not have disaster recovery plan and are now learning very fast. Yeah. Unfortunately with these things, until they actually hit us is when we suddenly realize that we haven't got the contingency plans in place. I've had this conversation with Richard Bell, the security and cyber specialist. You know, people are aware of it, but ignore it until they get hit, until they get scammed, until they get their website hacked, and then they start looking at protection. It's too late by then. Chris Hyde has been on again. My heart sinks when I hear HMRC are going to roll out a digital portal. They haven't done very well with digital in the past. That is very true. That is absolutely very true. And the Business Diaries, hello Business Bunker, can we let the listeners know that whilst they're on lockdown, the Business Diaries has a podcast and the latest episode features Joe Dodds? Well, funny enough, I just said that. You can actually get it on Podbean or iTunes, it's the Apple podcast, so you can get it in either of those places. So do check that out. As I say, it's great. Has this thing social media have been on? We like biscuits too. Did you see our biscuit post yesterday? And lemon puffs. I don't remember them, but here's a picture. So we finally got a picture of Jacob's Lemon Puffs. So it isn't just me and Lisa that know what they are now. And Telcare are saying, great advice for refurloughing and how to financially ride this storm from Mark at Telford Accountants. Absolutely. Mark's been absolutely brilliant. He's been working like a Trojan. He's put a WhatsApp group together for all of his clients and he's been keeping all of us updated. It's brilliant. Amanda Flanders, great business advice today from Vanilla Web and Mark Telford on the Bunker Extra Show. We're getting loads of tweets now. We're almost time to go off air. Chips and Dinks, always championing small businesses, even more so now in these difficult times, relaying information we need to hear and understand while we self-isolate. Thanks as always. No, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting us. We really do appreciate it. There are quite a few more tweets now, but we're kind of fast running out of time to actually read them. But I came across this and it kind of struck a chord with me. I don't know if you remember, a lot of you probably aren't old enough, but there was a chap called Terry Waite, and Terry Waite was captured in Beirut and held in solitary confinement, chained to a wall for 4 years. So he knows a little bit about self-isolation. And this is what he said in order to get through this. Structure your day. Even if it's only in your head, have a structure to your day. Try to keep your dignity. Don't sit around in pajamas all day. I failed at that one. Be grateful for what you have, your home, your loved ones, and read, be creative, and I would add, research. You've got a whole internet at your fingertips there. Check things out. And just on that, I'm seeing far too many things retweeted, reposted and shared on the various social media things that are just done because the sentiment agrees with your political point of view, whatever that is, whatever your political point of view is. Please don't do that. Please check it before you do. Please do a little bit of research because 90% of everything I've seen has been complete, total and utter cobblers. You've got the time, you've got the resources. Just check things out. Just Google it. Just have a look. Just do a bit of research. You'd be amazed at what you find out eventually, and how what you think is a problem isn't always a problem, and what you think isn't a problem sometimes is. I also want to remind you of the offer that Ben Pierce made last week on this show, which is if you're in a retail business and you'd like to go online totally free and with no technical expertise needed, you can have your own local online store in which you take payments and you make the deliveries. And that's being provided free of charge completely by Digital Beans. If you want to find out about that, if you go to your local .delivery, that's the website, yourlocal.delivery. You can find out all about it, find out what's involved, and do the whole thing. Get yourself online selling your products, all completely free and with no technical expertise needed. I think we're kind of at the end of the show now. Thank you for joining us on the Bunker Extra Show. We'll be back on Tuesday with the Business Bunker Show. We have two fabulous guests on the show. We're going to be hearing from Andrew Harkin, who's Copy and Consult, talking about marketing and ideas for getting your business ramped up and getting your business taken off again after this is over. And then we're also going to be hearing from Kerry Madgwick, and Kerry's going to be talking about maintaining nutritious and healthy diet while we're locked in at home. So do join us on Tuesday for the Business Bunker Show. But you've been listening to the Business Bunker Extra Show with me, Paul Andrews, on this Friday, the 3rd of April. We'll be back soon. Have a fantastic week, everybody. Please stay safe. Please look after yourself and take care. Bye for now.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.